Fair enough. So we're here to lift up Jesus Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the only way to eternal life. We come into the broad road to destruction, which is Satan's kingdom. This place, this culture, sports, politics, entertainment, is the broad road to destruction and is Satan's kingdom. 2 Corinthians 4:4. But the kingdom of God is in righteousness, truth, love, holiness. Gospel card, sir. Test yourself.
We're going to go to the Proverbs.
Test yourself to the word of God. You're going to lose your soul, young man. We love you. You must repent and come out of the world and come out of every false way. You're just going to go down as far as that one place and not go past that.
Just that one.
Hey, that works perfect. Look at that.
Yeah, I need something
good for
better.
It. Good. Go for it. Pretty much I'll be able to see you. So.
That's what I want.
Oh, yeah. I'll be able to see you. Yeah. No problem. No problem. Yeah. It's okay.
That man that just walked by, he said he's talking down to women. I said, really, how is that? He said that they can't do some things. And I gave him scripture verses, 1 Timothy 2, 1 Corinthians 14. I gave him a few of them, and I said, you know, it does teach women to cover their head, to submit to the authority of men, and how to biblically dress. I said it in a different order, and at the end, then I said, it does teach the authority of men, and I said, women are not to teach men, so I'm going to walk away, and if you want any more teaching, you can go to my husband.
The word of God silenced him.
Right. He said, I do read my Bible. I said, okay, but you need to obey it. He would be happy to help you.
You need to believe it and obey it. Good job, woman.
So I just
good
tried
job.
To help him. Even though he was a mocker, I still try to be nice.
Yep. Any problem you have, just turn and head right towards me.
Yeah, I'm just going to be right down there and there, and we'll see each other.
Yeah, stand in front of that store.
Will you be right here
I will
over
be right
there.
Here. Yep, right here. Here or there.
All right.
All right, love you.
I'm talking to every single person that goes by, and I'm warning them. Public crier.
Amen.
I mean, I can't cry like you do.
You can preach. You can share the gospel.
Oh, I am.
Amen. So there's a narrow path to eternal life. Broad is the road to destruction, Jesus said. Jesus said in Matthew 7, few will find eternal life. Go look at that Greek word. It means a puny number. And we talked about it earlier. Only 8 got off the ark out of maybe millions. Only 3 came out of Sodom and Gomorrah out of tens of thousands. Only 2 come out of Israel into the Holy Land out of 600,000 men. Jesus only had 120 disciples in the upper room. God himself, preaching for 3 years, had 120 disciples in the upper room. So the Bible shows us how narrow and short the way is, how narrow the path is. And we just love our neighbor to lift up the truth. I talked to you yesterday, didn't I?
I do not believe so.
Didn't I talk to you? Didn't you walk with me on the way to my van yesterday? Well, you look just like a young man. I'm sorry, that's why I came over here. Can I give you the gospel card?
Thank
do you have
you.
A brother?
No.
Because if you go on the internet, you can go on my videos. I preached yesterday and I put up videos. There was a man, he's a man, he was 15.
Yeah.
He looked a lot like you, and he was all in black, and he was on the corner, and he said to me, how are you today? And I said, I'm fine. And we crossed together, and he's walking with me. I said, I'm going to my van. He goes, I'm going up there. And we talked. He looked just like you, and I thought it was you.
Oh.
But I want to give you a gospel card anyway.
Thank
I love you, man. Gospel good news. I thought that was a young man I saw yesterday that was standing there watching me preach. Looks just like him. But there's another 15-year-old young man that got a gospel card. So that's awesome. Or another young man, how old he is. Holy is the Lamb of God. We're preaching and lifting up Jesus Christ. We're calling the world out of their sin and carnality. We talk to a lot of people that just come out of Sunday church, Baptist, Lutheran, Catholic, whatever, and they're living like the world. You have a false faith. You have a false Jesus that can't save you. Unless you come out of the world, you don't have the biblical Savior. You got to come out of the world and seek Jesus Christ in spirit, in truth, loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Unless you do that, you have no hope of eternal life to come, neighbor. Jesus didn't die so you could live a worldly, carnal life. Jesus didn't die so you could live for yourself and make yourself an idolater. That's what you are if you did not wake up to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. You're an idolater, and I don't want you to be an idolater to lose your soul. I want you to love God and seek the kingdom of God. No idolater will inherit the kingdom of God. Turn and repent. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You can become a new creation. You can walk in the ways of God, guided by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. And be ye transformed to be a vessel, to be holy, to be righteous, to seek that which is good, pure, and true. All those things are what God calls us to if we claim His name. But if you claim His name and you live in sin and worldliness, you are what the Bible calls a hypocrite. Jesus called the Pharisees hypocrites 7 or 8 times in Matthew 23. American churchianity is full of hypocrites.
He bought into a lie. He doesn't run the church. Satan doesn't run the church.
He does. No, he does. He runs a man-made church. I can prove it.
He bought into a lie.
I can prove it. Who's the father of lies? Who's the father of lies? Who's the father of lies? The true church. I'm talking about the American churchianity. Satan's the father of lies. The church system is full of lies. He's the father of the American church system. He's the father of the American church system. What Bible verse says you have to belong and be in a church?